Proverbs 12 and verse 25 reveals to us what we no doubt already know to be true. Worry weighs a person down. No question about it, right? That is absolutely for sure the truth. We know it is, not just because it's God's word, and so then of course it is. We know it is because we've experienced it. We've lived it. The trouble, the difficulty, the problem, the frustration, the discouragement. It's made us to worry, to be worried. And that worry, it certainly did weigh us and wear us down. As well, though, Proverbs 12 and verse 25 reveals to us what I hope throughout this series we've discovered to be true, equally true, even more importantly true. Worry weighs a person down, but a good word cheers them up. If you're weighed down by the worry, some worry, any worry, it doesn't matter the worry, do you understand? What you need is a good word. Do you hear that, my brother? Do you hear that, my sister? I wonder, over these past 5 or 6 messages now, have you received that word from the Lord? Listen, you might be in some trouble. You don't have to be worried, weighed down or worn down, despite the trouble. Even in the midst of that trouble, with a good word, you can be cheered up. And so then, so that you might be that, cheered up rather than weighed down, it's that I have for you this morning, a good word. Psalm 84 and verse 11. The Lord God is our protector and glorious King. That's a good word. He blesses us with kindness and honor. For sure, a good word. Aren't you glad for the blessings of the Lord? Can I remind you, according to Proverbs chapter 10, it's His blessings that make you rich. And don't you know that this morning? Because of His blessing, you have been made rich. This is true. I know the value of money. I know the good things that money can buy. But without a doubt, I'd rather have His blessing than any quantity of dollars in my wallet or my bank account. I tell the kids quite often, we might be the poorest people that you know in your circle of relationships. All your friends, they might be the rich kids over at Flushing, but I tell them, there's nobody more blessed than we are, and I'd rather have His blessing than all the wealth of over there put together. His blessings do make us rich, don't they? His blessing, more and more of Him blessing me, Him blessing you with His kindness and honor. That's what I want. That's what you want, right? For sure it is. The Lord God is our protector and glorious King. He blesses us with kindness and honor. Those are good words. Here it is, though. Our good word this morning, the good word that will surely cheer you up. The Lord freely gives every good thing to those who do what is right. Surely it's the testimony of Scripture from beginning to end. God is a giver. Freely He gives every good thing. Most translations put it this way: No good thing does he withhold. He gives what's good, and he doesn't hold back in giving that. God's a giver. He gives graciously. That means he gives even when you don't deserve his giving. And good that he's that, right? Because we never deserve anything from him. We are always undeserving. How good then that he gives graciously to us. I think at times ours is a hesitancy to ask because of our failures, maybe. We've messed up too much. We've been too bad to ask him for all of that. Maybe because of our perceived insignificance. You and me, we're not important enough to ask him for all that, right? Listen to the good word this morning. God's a giver, and he graciously gives to you despite your failure, despite your insignificance, despite anything, despite everything that would make you hesitant in asking of him, he graciously gives to you. He freely gives to you every good thing from you, despite your failure, despite your insignificance, despite anything, everything that would make you hesitant to ask of him. From you, he withholds no good thing. He graciously gives it all. God's a giver. He gives benevolently. That means he gives so that your needs are met. The word is altruistic. By definition, it's having or showing an unselfish concern for the welfare of others. Another dictionary defines it this way: showing a wish to help bring advantages to others, even if it results in disadvantage for yourself. This characteristic, altruism, to be altruistic, to have this unselfish concern for the welfare, for the needs of others, bringing advantage to another, though it results in your own disadvantage. This is held in high esteem in Christianity, even as well in the secular world. One writes this, though: the only true altruistic one is God. Because when he gives, it does not fulfill a need in him, because he has no need. His giving then is entirely for the benefit, the advantage of the one to whom he gives. He has no need, but he does have an indescribable and immeasurable love for you, and an all-consuming and never-ceasing concern for your well-being. And so he gives most benevolently to you so that your needs are met. Hear the good word this morning. Because God is a giver, he will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God's a giver. He gives generously. That means he gives way more than he ever needs to give. And that means we get way more than just that we would need. The Lord, he increasingly gives. He gives the more and more and more, the pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8, and God can give you more blessing than you need. Then you will always have plenty of everything, enough to give to every good work. Do you hear the good word this morning? My brother, my sister, would you receive the good word this morning? Listen now. Graciously, benevolently, generously, God gives to you and to me. In James chapter 1 and verse 17, whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father. Graciously, benevolently, generously, He gives to you, to me, what is good. Even in fact, perfect. Do you understand this morning? If you have that is good, you only have it because God's a giver. Aren't you glad that He is? Listen, if you've received something from the Lord, do you understand? You've received it because He's a giver, and what He gives is good and perfect. Well, Pastor, if God has given me this, I'm not so sure I can see the good or perfect in it. Doesn't matter what you can see, because you walk by faith. And this is the faith that we have, the confidence that we have. His word is true, and His word reveals to us He's a giver. And if He's given to you that thing, if He's given to you that circumstance, if He's given to you that season right now in your life that you're navigating through, listen, it's good. It's perfect even. Graciously, benevolently, generously, God gives to us all we need in life. Graciously, benevolently, generously, He gives to us all we need to enjoy life. In 1 Timothy 6 and verse 17, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. If you're looking for enjoyment outside of Jesus, you're never going to find it. You're looking in the wrong place. But if your heart's desire is to richly enjoy life, you find it in Him, because He's a giver, and that's what He gives to you. All that you would need to enjoy life. Graciously, benevolently, generously, He gives us all we need to live a good life, a godly life, a life that pleases Him. In 2 Peter 1, by His divine power, God has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Listen to this in Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. In John 15, Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." Again in John 16, "I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you've not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." Graciously, benevolently, generously, He gives us not just what we need, not just what we need to please Him. He gives to us the very desires of our heart. Even He gives to us whatever we ask in His name. In Corinthians, we read this: "The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." In Psalm 44, "You drove out the pagan nations by your power and gave all the land to our ancestors. You crushed their enemies and set our ancestors free. They did not conquer the land with their swords. It was not their own strong arm that gave them victory. It was your right hand and strong arm and the blinding light from your face that helped them, for you loved them. You are my king and my God. You command victories for Israel. Only by your power can we push back our enemies. Only in your name can we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow. I do not count on my sword to save me. You are the one who gives us victory over our enemies. Graciously, benevolently, generously, he gives to you the victory over sin, over death, over the binding nature of the law. He gives you the victory to walk in freedom. He gives you the victory over your enemy, whoever, whatever your enemy would be. Whoever, whatever that would stand against you, living the life he died for you to have, the promised land, living life, the abundant life, that enemy keeping you from that enemy of worry, that enemy of fear, that enemy of the devil himself, riling up everybody around you so that they would be against you. Whoever, whatever, that enemy, he would give you the victory over them, over that, so that you would be free as you live in his love for you. Graciously, benevolently, generously, he gives us strength. In Isaiah 40, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, if you will stir up this inner power, you will never be afraid to tell others about our Lord or to let them know that I'm your friend, even though I'm here in jail for Christ's sake. You will be ready to suffer with me for the Lord, for he will give you strength in that suffering. If you're weary, if you're tired this morning, feeling that the circumstances of life have got you just about ready to stumble, to fall, even maybe if you haven't already. If you're suffering, listen, my brother, my sister, hear the good word this morning. God's a giver. And to you today, graciously, benevolently, generously, he would give you strength so that you soar, so that you endure, so that in fact you can do all things in and through him. He gives to us peace, his peace. The world out there, the circumstances of your life, all that there would be going on in us, around us, that would unsettle us and steal from us our peace. Aren't you glad this morning? Don't you hear the good word? Oh, but God's a giver. And to you and to me, he gives to us his peace. In 1 Timothy 1 and verse 1, he is Christ Jesus who gives us hope. In 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 16, it's a good hope that continues forever. One says this, hope is fuel. It's what keeps us going when the days are hard. It's what keeps us believing when valleys are long. It's why we get back up, pushing on in faith, expecting better days to come. And they will, because our hope is anchored in the one whom hard days and long valleys can't touch. Graciously, benevolently, generously, he gives us that hope, that fuel that keeps us pushing on in our faith. He gives us joy. In James 4 and verse 6, he gives us grace. He gives us more grace, greater grace, grace upon grace. It's also His kindness, His unmerited, His undeserved favor. Don't you hear that good word this morning? God's a giver. And to you and to me, graciously, benevolently, generously, He gives to us His favor. In James chapter 1 as well, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God who will generously give to you the wisdom that you need. In 2 Timothy, think over what I say. For the Lord will give you understanding in everything. How needed is that, right? Listen, what you and I need more and more of in here, and especially out there in a world spiraling out of control, what you and I need more and more of as we navigate our way through these, the last of the last days, it's wisdom. It's understanding. How good then the good word this morning. God's a giver. And to you and to me, graciously, benevolently, generously, He gives to us the very wisdom, the very understanding that we need. Listen to this in Luke 21, beginning in verse 12. They will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, all on account of my name. This will result in you being witnesses to them. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. Do you remember? For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. Do you understand? When in trouble, when under attack, when with your neighbor and wanting to be a witness to them, not knowing though what to say. Listen, God's a giver. He will give to you the words and the wisdom. And don't you know, that will for sure be what's best in that moment, in that situation. In 2 Peter chapter 1, because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Consider all the promises of Scripture. His promise to love you. His promise that nothing can separate you from Him and His love for you. His promise to forgive you. His promise to cleanse you, wash you clean. No matter the iniquity, no matter how scarlet the sin-stricken heart, His promise to make you white as snow. His promise to be with you, never leave you, never forsake you. His promise that in all things, He is working good and for good, your good. His unfailing promises, they are yours. Graciously, benevolently, generously, He has given them, each one of them, every one of them, to you. According to His promise, He would give to us His Holy Spirit. In John 14, if you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another comforter to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. In Luke 11, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of Him? Listen to me this morning. You need to ask of Him today. So that graciously, benevolently, generously, He would give to you His Spirit. Don't you sense it? Don't you know it? This is what we need. You need, I need. It's what this church needs. It's what every church needs. More and more and more and more of His Spirit. How good then the good word. God's a giver. And the Spirit, the very same Spirit, His most precious Spirit, we would ask for Him and He would give to us Him. A fresh anointing, a fresh empowering. Listen, God's a giver. He will give to you of His Spirit today. He will fill you with the Spirit again and again and again. Listen, church, we can encounter Pentecost again this morning because God's a giver. And today, He would fill this place with the glory of His Spirit. He would fill your life with the fullness of His Spirit. In Romans 15 and verse 5, He's the God who gives endurance and encouragement. In 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 6, He's the God who gives rest and relief. Don't you sense a need? Don't you sense a desire for that? What a good word, right? Graciously, listen now, benevolently, generously, listen, given to you and me, here it is, rest, relief. In Isaiah, He's the God who gives comfort to the grieving, gives to them the crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. According to Psalm 68, He's the God who gives the lonely a family. In John 10 and verse 10, graciously, benevolently, generously, He gives us life. A rich and satisfying life. Life in all its fullness. Abundant life. Real life. Even best to say, more and better life than we could have ever dreamed. In John 6 and verse 27, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. In Romans 2, to those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, He will give eternal life. In Jude 1, stay always within the boundaries where God's love can reach and bless you. Wait patiently for the eternal life that our Lord Jesus Christ in His mercy is going to give you. Scripture is clear. It's not just the here and now life that He gives, but as well the eternal life. In that context, according to His message to the churches of Revelation, listen to what He gives. He gives the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. He gives the crown of life. He gives the hidden manna, a white stone with a new name written on it. He gives authority over the nations, just as He has received authority. He also gives the morning star. He gives the right to sit with Him on His throne. Listen now, graciously, benevolently, generously, He gives to you now and then on that day for all eternity. Graciously, benevolently, generously, He will give you all that. Oh, don't you see? Don't you understand? Don't you hear this morning the good word? God's a giver. And wouldn't you, shouldn't you be cheered up by that? In John 3 and verse 16, you know it, of course. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Let me personalize it for you this morning, so that you hear the good word. God's a giver. For God so loved you that He gave His one and only Son so that you wouldn't perish, but have eternal life. God's a giver. That'll cheer you up today. According to Romans 8 and verse 32, if God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, listen, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely give to us? God's a giver. Graciously, benevolently, generously, he gives the good and the perfect to you. He gives all that you need to enjoy life, to live a godly life. He gives to you the very desire of your heart. He gives you the victory. He gives you strength. When you don't think you have strength, he's the God who supplies your need, who gives to you the very strength that you need from him in the moment of ministry, in the moment that he calls you to the thing that you don't have the strength, you don't think you have the strength for. He calls you, he equips you, he supplies for you, he gives to you the strength that you lack. He gives to you peace. He gives to you hope and joy. He gives grace upon grace. Listen now. Oh, the good word. God's a giver. He gives to you his favor. More and more of his favor. I'm just telling you, church. You have the favor of God. Listen to me. You don't need anything else. It's not about knowing the rich and the famous. It's not about the money in the bank account. It's not about the influence. It's not about the right connection. It's not about knowing who you know. It's about having the favor of God on your life. And do you hear the good word? He's a giver, and he gives to you. He bestows on you. He puts on you more and more of his favor. He gives us wisdom and understanding. He gives us the right words. He gives us the best words when we have no words. He gives to us all his precious promises. He gives to us his Holy Spirit. He gives to us endurance and encouragement, rest and relief. He gives us a place in his family. He gives us his comfort. He gives us life. He gives us eternal life. All of that, simply to say this, ultimately, most importantly, above any and everything else, graciously, benevolently, generously, God gave us his Son. And if he gives Jesus to us, he will surely, listen now, graciously, benevolently, generously give us then everything else. That's the good word. Do you hear it this morning? God's a giver. Be cheered up then. Listen to me, church. Be cheered up then as you ready yourself to receive from him. Listen, right here, right now. I'm glad for what God can do tomorrow. I'm thanking him today that he's a giver. And in this place, before we walk out those doors, we would receive from him who withholds no good thing from you or from me. Father, we thank you for that this morning. Surely it is a good word. And unless I miss my guess, it's the good word that my brother needed to hear today. Because my brother needs you to be a giver. My brother needs grace. My brother needs the favor of the Lord. My brother on the inside, his life torn up by worry and anxiety and fear. My brother this morning needs peace that passes understanding and joy that would be his strength. I thank you, Lord, for the good word this morning that my sister can hear today. Because unless I miss my guess, my sister in the room, she needs you to be the giver. She needs you to be the giver of life. Not depressed, discouraged, monotonous, barely worth living life. She needs you to give to her the abundant life. The full, the rich, and the satisfying life. She needs to know that your promises are for her. She needs you to be the giver and reminder today of that. Lord, would you speak to hearts throughout the room this morning? Would you speak to us the good word that God, you are a giver? Would you speak the good word? You've given to us your son. Surely you will give everything else. Maybe what my brother needs, maybe what my sister needs is not something that was mentioned this morning specifically, but it falls under the everything else category. Would you give to them today? Would you give to each one? Be the giver. Be the giver before we leave this place. My brother, my sister, listen, hear the good word this morning. Be cheered up by it. I believe our best response in light of this good word, God's a giver, you ask of him. Come on, ask him again for your healing. He's a giver. Ask him to restore again to you the joy of his salvation because he's a giver. Ask him to give to you the wisdom and the understanding that you need, the strength. Come on, some in the room, you feel weak and worn down. You've fallen, you've stumbled, you're tired. Ask of him this morning. Don't leave unchanged. Your God's a giver. Ask of him. Ask of him this morning to give you the strength so that you soar on eagle's wings, so that you endure the suffering. Ask of him to restore your hope. Come on, he gives hope. It's the fuel that would ignite your faith. Some of you may be on the verge of giving up. Ask of him generously, benevolently, graciously. He would restore to you, he would give to you an abundance of his hope this morning. What do you need from Jesus today? What do you want Jesus to do for you? Ask of him. He's a giver. He's a giver. Ask of him. Listen now. The desire of your heart. What's the desire of your heart, my brother? My sister? Listen, God's a giver. So ask of him that today he will give to you today. The desires of your heart. Ask of him. Ask of him. Ask of him, his spirit, to be more and more manifest in your life. Come on, some in the room, it fits you. Ask him to baptize you this morning in his spirit. He's a giver. He's a giver. He will graciously and benevolently and generously give to you today his spirit. Ask him to fill you again. Ask him for a fresh infilling today. You grow tired of living off yesterday's working of the Spirit in your life. Lord, I want a new filling. I want you to touch me again. Anoint me again with your Spirit. Ask of him. He's a giver. He will give to you today his Spirit. Ask of him. Come on, church, ask of him. Isn't it true? Hasn't he been so good? Listen, I just believe it in my heart. I believe it comes from the message this morning. He has been good. But you have to hear me, my brother, my sister. He wants to be good to you today. Let him be good to you. Let him give to you this morning as an expression of his goodness. Lord, we thank you this morning that you are a giver. We thank you that you withhold nothing. We thank you. We thank you for that. Father, I pray it very sincerely this morning in accordance to your word. Give to my brother today. Give to my sister. I may not know the need, but really it doesn't matter the need. I know this. Our God is a giver. And whatever the need, God would give today so that the need is met. We thank you for that. Would you stand to your feet? Would you just lift your hands for a moment and thank him? Thank him for all that he's given to you. Come on, just for a minute, begin to count all those blessings. You remember when he healed you. You remember when he helped you. You remember when he delivered you. You remember when he gave to you the victory over that thing. You remember when he gave you wisdom. You remember when he gave you the words to say. Those words didn't come from you. They came from his spirit. And you were able to speak encouragement and life into another. You thank the Lord for that this morning. You thank the Lord for that season of your life. Everything overwhelming you. But you discovered that he would give to you peace that would be strength. He would give to you joy that would see you through. Thank him just for a moment. Thank him for all that he's given to you. We thank you, Jesus, for being a giver. And Father, just once more, I pray that not one of us walks out of this room, but that we've heard and we've received that good word so that we dare not leave the way we came in. Rather, instead, we leave cheered up because that's what the good word has done for us. I pray that for each one. In Jesus' name, would you lift your hands to receive his blessing on the authority of God's word, under shepherd of the great shepherd and high priest of this assembly. I declare over you his word, his desire, his will, that blessing would be spoken over your life so that blessing would be manifested in your life. Here it is this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be good and gracious to you. The Lord turn to you, remind you that he's a giver, and in turn, give to you then his peace in Jesus' name. Would you receive that blessing? Would you say amen? Amen and amen.